We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeremy, Congressman Chris Collins today announced that he is suspending his campaign for re-election. Your reaction?
Well, I think it's very disingenuous of the congressman. He needs to resign and so this district can move forward. There's already a cloud over this New York 27 process, and he is just showing his raw, sheer arrogance by saying that he can suspend his campaign yet still serve our community in Congress, and that's absolutely ludicrous. So I think what Chris Collins needs to do is resign, confess his guilt, and move on so this community can move on. Because right now, it's just more of a shame on this community. We've been an international shame right now. We've got from all the way from Australia to New York City to California. Western New York has taken a lump on the chin because of Chris Collins.
How does this replacement process work? It's my understanding that technically, right now, as you and I are talking, he's still on the ballot.
Well, I really don't want to get into that. I mean, I'm the commissioner at the Board of Elections here in Erie County, but this will most likely happen in Albany at the state board. But right now, I'm not prepared to talk about that.
Can you then talk a little bit about the other side's response? They're saying it's going to be completely up to Congressman Collins whether or not he should resign. But the Republicans are saying one thing, Democrats saying you need to resign.
Well, of course they are, because they want to control this process, because the Erie County Republicans care about power, and they want to handpick the next person to be in Congress. They could care less about our community. They could care less about the people of the 27th District. All they care about is making sure that backfill is a handpicked person of theirs, if there can be a backfill. And that's the real tragedy here. It's brought shame to our community, this whole process. And today, Chris Collins doubled down on his arrogance, and tries to talk out of both sides of his mouth by saying, I can no longer run a campaign, but I can serve this community as your congressman while I've been arrested and I'm under arrest. And to me, that's as shameful as his press conference the other day when 2 days ago he said he was going to fight these and run for re-election. Obviously, something happened between then and now.
Erie County Comptroller Stefan Mihailu has made a public announcement. He's got a Stefan for Congress type of email out there. He's signaled his intent to run for Congress. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I think he's obviously a political opportunist who should be focused on the residents of this county that he just duped into reelecting him. He has no skills to represent us in Congress. He has no background to represent us in Congress. As I said, I don't know how he expects to run for Congress, because right now Chris Collins is on the ballot and running for Congress. Here's a guy who was embattled last week for taking the most money from a top polluter who's literally choking our community. And now the Republicans put him up, want to put him in a backroom deal and put him into a congressional seat. I just don't see how that could be possible.
I know you've had to have read the reports multiple times. Before this Collins indictment came out, NY27 was a solid red district. Now it's still likely to be red. How much of an uphill climb is it for Nate?
Well, I guess that was a lot of people's opinion, but we saw a candidate in Nate McMurray who represents a conservative community. Right now, he was elected by a conservative community. And so we chose him because we thought he most represented the values of the 27th District. He is not somebody who wants to come take people's guns. He believes in the Second Amendment. He has moved around the 27th District since, you know, 6-8 months ago, talking to anybody that he could, and he's got a great response. So the pundits and the people in Washington who say, you know, the seats are red to blue and this one isn't going to go anywhere, they have their own thoughts. But we have believed in Nate from day one. We've always been there for him. National people have thought what they want. Now they're taking more attention into this. So they will be involved in this seat, and we'll see what happens.
Can he win without the support from state Democrats and national Democrats?
Well, I think he has the support from state and national Democrats.
He didn't before, though, when Cuomo said that he'd rather have Hochul run.
Well, that's your opinion. Well, the governor did say that he thought Kathy Hochul would be a better candidate, and that is what it is. But the point is that Nate McMurray's running. He has the support of every Democrat I know, including the state committee. Kathy Hochul endorsed him 2 days ago. Everyone's with him, and we're going to move forward here. There's a clear choice in Nate McMurray for this seat. There's been one person on our side of the ballot who has wanted to represent this district from day one. Now we have this charade, this dark cloud over this process. The Republicans continuing to spit in the eye of the people in this community by shaming us with Chris Collins and trying to handpick somebody to jump into this race at this late date. We'll see what happens.
Last question I got for you. McMurray's been branded as a far-left candidate. How does he convince the people who are Collins supporters that they should vote for a far-left candidate?
Well, he's been branded by who? By his opponent, by the Republicans, who, as I said, could care less about the 27th district. They just want to handpick someone to be there to go to Washington and represent their party. I think Nate's made a pretty good case to people out in the rural communities that he is the right guy to represent this district.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.